Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The Memorial Circle, so if you're in that stretch, you are pretty much coming up on this at speed. On 270 south out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway, nice, easy ride right there. And arteries getting down to the Beltway, such as 95, 29, BW Parkway, all lifted as well. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonable temperatures today, colder air on the way with rain and snow around by tomorrow. Clouds increase today, 55. Tonight, down to the mid to upper 30s with rain developing. A mix of rain and snow tomorrow, maybe a period of all snow as we get into tomorrow afternoon and evening. 40 degrees and temperatures falling. Rain showers changing on over. Maybe to all snow showers tomorrow night. Rain, snow Wednesday. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 37 degrees in Washington. Police say the latest bombing in Austin, Texas, the fourth this month, could have been set off by a tripwire. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Joining us at 6:35 will be Tom Fitton, president of Judicial Watch. We have a lot to discuss with him over the development with Andrew McCabe being fired. He got the boot. At 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, also about McCabe's firing, and also we'll talk about President Trump's lawyer pushing for an end to the Mueller investigation. At 8:05, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is with us to discuss the president's battle against opioids. He's traveling to New Hampshire today. And at 8:35, it's Sarah Westwood, White House reporter for the Washington Examiner. She's got all the White House news you need. I'm Mary Welter here with Vince Colonnese.
Well, good morning. Holy cow, Andrew McCabe, Deputy Director of the FBI, getting fired Friday. Remember, just 2 days in advance of when that pension was supposed to kick in. And whoa, is Andrew McCabe. Have you seen how many fundraisers are already going on? People crowdsourcing money. But we're going to raise money for his pension. We got to save this guy. Well, why don't you wait for the IG report there, Bucky? Why don't you just wait just like, I don't know, like a fracture of a second before, you know, you start raising money for a guy who you might not be sure is the perfect guy to be raising money for.
You want them to wait. Why didn't Jeff Sessions wait until the IG report came out?
Well, he did wait because the IG report, whatever part of it involved Andrew McCabe, was shot over to the Office of Professional Responsibility at the FBI. They made a determination and recommended that he be fired. So Jeff Sessions was left with a big decision that he dragged on throughout the week like an episode of The Apprentice. And by the way, before they made it to the pension time, it happened. On Friday, they canned him. Now, this has led to an explosion of reaction, especially on the left, which somehow, for some reason, is making the case that the president of the United States is leaning into this, creating a toxic atmosphere. Is the guy who's responsible for firing McCabe ultimately, and did this out of petty political reasons. But again, let's remember how this all started. The inspector general, the reason they were conducting an investigation, why? Why was there an inspector general investigation to begin with? Because in 2016, James Comey, the director of the FBI, decided to make up his own rules for how he details the existence or non-existence of an investigation. And it revolved around one person, Hillary Clinton. Okay? There was this investigation into Hillary Clinton and whether or not she had put classified information out there on her private email server, and the FBI was beginning the process of looking into it. And then we started to get multiple statements from James Comey throughout the campaign where Comey says, well, we looked into it, it's really bad, but no reasonable prosecutor would take this case, but here's all the reasons it's terrible, and we're going to close the case. And then he allows the months to drag on, and then just before the election, he pops out again and says, well, on Anthony Weiner's laptop, we've discovered a whole bunch of new emails, we've reopened the case, we're going to keep looking at it. And then days before the election, he says, nope, no problem, we've closed it again. Now, Hillary Clinton to this day, blames James Comey for as one of the key reasons, among the 600 other reasons she's offered, but one of the key reasons that she lost the election. We get to January of 2017. This is the transition period. We already have President-elect Donald Trump. We're kind of waiting for him to come into office. And the Department of Justice, at the urging of a local congressman, Elijah Cummings, and other Democrats in Congress, are demanding that the DOJ investigate the handling of the Hillary Clinton email saga. How did that matter get investigated that way? Well, sure enough, we get an IG. We get an IG. To great celebration from the Democrats. Finally, they're looking into this. This notion of whether or not Hillary was mistreated by the FBI. And the Inspector General begins his work. And over the course of the many months since then, what have we found out from that Inspector General? All sorts of anti-Hillary bias in the FBI? No, not at all. We found over and over, we keep on finding pro-Hillary, anti-Trump bias. Where you have Peter Strzok and Lisa Page, their text messages, where did they come from? Michael Horowitz, the IG.
Yep.
He revealed those. This notion that Andrew McCabe has misbehaved into the FBI, lied, lack of candor, which, by the way, all of a sudden now I'm finding out that in the FBI, this is common knowledge, in Quantico, when you're becoming an FBI agent, one of the principal things they say to look out for, lack of candor. If you fail on that, you will be fired. Well, through the years, many FBI agents who failed on that question, lack of candor, have been canned. And here we are, Andrew McCabe, accused of lack of candor, lying over his decisions regarding what they were going to leak to the press, specifically to the Wall Street Journal, and he gets canned. Where did this come from? The Inspector General investigation that was begun at the urging of Democrats, and now they're going to sit there and they're going to say, you know whose fault this is? This is Donald Trump's fault. It's Trump's fault that Andy McCabe was fired. Nay. Andy McCabe was fired because of a Democratic push investigation. Here it is, and here's what it yielded. What do you want us to do, folks?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. And also the other thing I thought, so much of this is just all weekend when this broke on Friday, I was like, you know, there's just so much information coming at you from this. The interesting thing that I thought that has not gotten a lot of play, McCabe apparently kept notes on Trump on his interaction, just like, James Comey.
Right.
Interesting
they both
went back later and wrote notes. Isn't that interesting how they both just decided to do that?
Well, memorializing it. Yeah.
Kind of like Susan Rice just writing herself an email as, you know, the day of the inauguration about something that happened earlier. You know, just a note to herself. A lot of people writing notes to themselves after the fact. Which and they've turned those notes over to Mueller, of course.
Right.
Because now he's credible.
Yeah, Mueller has apparently spoken to and received the notes from Andy McCabe. It was Jonathan Turley writing in The Hill this weekend, had an interesting piece about this, and you'll see him from time to time on Fox, kind of like sorting through the legal ramifications of all of this. By the way, our own legal experts will be joining us this morning. We have so many of them. I know you've already mentioned
them.
Tom Fitton joins us at 6:35. Joe DeGeneva at 7:05, and then we'll have Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner on the political side of all of this, with Andy McCabe being fired at 8:35. But Jonathan Turley writing in The Hill that Andy McCabe's statements in the wake of his firing may be creating some trouble for not only him, but for James Comey, who you just mentioned. That this notion, James Comey was asked in sworn testimony whether or not he either leaked to the media or authorized leaks to the media during the course of the Hillary investigation, and he denied it. He said, no, I haven't. Well, McCabe now, in his statement talking about this very thing he got fired for, lack of candor over media relationships, says, I did it with the knowledge of the director. Wait a second. You're not helping James Comey out at all. I mean, you are calling attention to him, which is nice for his book sales. He's number one on Amazon right now, but that could mean very different things if a prosecutor's taking a look at this.
Well, you're starting to see the circular firing squad form. You're starting to see this. Who did he just throw under the bus? James Comey.
Well, he thought he was being helpful to his own case.
To his own case by throwing Comey under the bus.
Yeah. Well, Comey's welcoming him with open arms this weekend.
Right.
He's tweeting all about it, saying, wait for my book. My book's coming out.
Well, you know, they might have cells next to each other, so they got to be nice. They might have to share commissary.
It's amazing. And by the way, James Comey, he's like, I've never seen him protect memos this closely. We don't even know what's in the book. Isn't that incredible? His other memos, they just got, when he wasn't making money off them, they just popped out. But now, when he stands to make a profit, no idea what's in the book just yet. More on this in a second. It's 5:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather, every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's begin Virginia 66. Off to a good start here out of Gainesville and up through to the Beltway. Now, you do want to stick with 66 if you're coming north up 29, say out of Buckland and up on toward 66 and not continue up toward Pageland Lane. There's a crash 29 at Pageland Lane as you would continue up into the Groveton area. Follow police direction for now, but they might need to stop traffic there, so good 66 is an option. Greenway Toll Road, that's nice and quiet. We're really off to a quiet start here around the Beltway. Looks good. 270, no early issues out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Traveling through town or busy areas, 295 New York Avenue Freeway, all quiet for now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy skies this morning are going to become overcast during the afternoon with a high around 55 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with rain developing after midnight, a low of 37. And then tomorrow, it'll be morning rain followed by, here it comes, a mix of rain and snow in the afternoon.
No.
A high near 40 degrees. It's 37 in the nation's capital. 5:16 on WMAL.
This winter weather can be brutal on your rugs and carpets. They need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid. Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
Andrew McCabe fired. A great day for the hardworking men and women of the FBI, the President of the United States wrote on Friday, the day that McCabe was fired. More from the president here. Quote, a great day for democracy. Sanctimonious James Comey was his boss and made McCabe look like a choir boy. He knew all about the lies and corruption going on at the highest levels of the FBI. The president unleashing a tweet storm, interrupted by a happy St. Patrick's Day on Saturday, unleashing a tweet storm this weekend about Andy McCabe and everybody else. Here's some more of it. As the House Intelligence Committee has concluded, there was no collusion between Russia and the Trump campaign. As many are now finding out, however, there was tremendous leaking, lying, and corruption at the highest levels of the FBI, justice, and state. Hashtag drain the swamp. He also said the fake news is beside themselves that McCabe was caught, called out, and fired. How many hundreds of thousands of dollars was given to wife's campaign by crooked H friend Terry M, who was also under investigation? How many lies? How many leaks? Comey knew it all and much more. Let's pause there for a second because I want to talk about the other stuff that involves Andy McCabe. So the principal reason that we've seen so far from this Inspector General report is lack of candor related to a media leak. But that wasn't the only thing that's been hanging over Andrew McCabe's head. There's been a couple of things, and the president kind of mentioned them there. One was the fact that Andrew McCabe was not recused from the Hillary Clinton investigation. So he was involved in the Hillary investigation. Now, McCabe defenders will point out that while his wife was running for elective office in Virginia, he recused himself. Now, why that matters? Terry McAuliffe had given her a lot of money to run for office. McAuliffe, of course, very close to the Clintons, has been for a very long time. So when a Clinton investigation pops up, Andy McCabe at that point was recused from it, realizing what it looked like. Andy McCabe also, you would see, he appeared in advertising for his wife's campaign. There were actually campaign mailers with her family pictured on it, and there he is sitting there posing happily alongside of his wife. So he's actually literally a part of her campaign advertisements. There's questions there of whether that's a Hatch Act violation, by the way, that he's, because he's a government official and he's involved in a campaign despite the fact that it's his wife. So he's recused. At the end of her campaign, though, his recusal ceases and he's then a part of the Clinton investigation. Now, I think the number was something like $700,000 that Terry McAuliffe had given to Jill McCabe, his wife. If somebody had given your significant other that much money, doesn't it kind of become a conflict of interest in perpetuity? Doesn't it just stay a conflict of interest? I mean, because at that point, you feel sort of indebted to that guy. Like, man, he really stuck his neck out for my wife. I don't know. Anyway, so he comes back in. And then eventually it becomes public knowledge that he's involved in this investigation, and that's the point at which he subsequently again recuses himself. He's like, okay, I'm removing myself from this investigation. So there were all sorts of questions revolving around that. The one other component the Peter Strzok and Lisa Page texts.
Oh, this is good.
And wherein these two are having this conversation about an insurance policy in the event that Trump gets elected. They, by the way, the anti-Trump animus, very clear in these text messages between these FBI officials. Again, we have these thanks to the Inspector General of the Justice Department. In those text messages, they reference having a meeting in Andy's office wherein they discuss this insurance policy in the event Trump gets elected. Andy can only be Andy McCabe. So what is his involvement in all of this and this notion of an insurance policy against Donald Trump? So above and beyond the questions we have regarding media leaks are all of these other issues, and that's why it's going to be so interesting to find out, hopefully soon, what is inside this Inspector General's report. What did Michael Horowitz actually find? And what's the basis by which they're saying Andy McCabe needed to be fired?
Absolutely. And there's a question, you know, when he recused himself because of his wife's involvement with Terry McAuliffe and getting the money and everything, it was not immediate. It wasn't in the beginning of her, you know, her campaign. It was down the road quite a bit before he decided to recuse himself. It was a while. He did not recuse himself immediately because there was some criticism as to how long it took him to recuse himself.
That's right. Well, if my memory serves, this is that he recused himself during the campaign.
Yes.
I don't know when, but I do know that his subsequent recusal following the campaign came after public scrutiny. So the campaign had already been concluded. He was part of the investigation in Hillary Clinton and subsequently recused himself again from anything involving the Hillary campaign only after it came under public scrutiny.
Yeah, there was a delay there, and there was a lot of criticism about that, about why he did not recuse himself sooner. There's so much here
a lot more to
go through.
The president's tweets and how everybody's reacting to them in a second. 522 on WMAL.
At Cordell & Cordell, we focus on representing men in domestic relations cases.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
We recognize that our clients are going through perhaps the toughest time they will ever go through. We understand that everything that's important to them is on the table. Their assets, the role in their children's lives. That's an immense responsibility that our clients entrust us with. And we take that very seriously. We've been trained to do that. We've helped thousands of clients before. And it's our hope that you'll choose to entrust us with what's most important to you.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives, which includes protecting men's financial means to do so. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. That's 571-446-ALL-ZEROS. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
We're here from 1-800-GOT-JUNK to clean out your garage.
How did you get here so fast?
I'll open the garage door.
Follow me, guys.
Yes, sir.
You sure you can handle it?
Zero problem, sir.
The radio ads say all we have to do is point.
The radio speaks the truth, ma'am. Give it a try.
Can you fight your way to that refrigerator back there? It's gone.
Now it's my turn, honey. I've really been dreading trying to move that big... I would never have believed it.
Can you take that big pile of...
Do you have anything in the attic or the backyard you'd like to make disappear?
Follow me. How about... And could you take...
How do you guys do that?
It's gone. It's all gone.
All you have to do is point.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week.
So you never have to take off work to meet us.
I never knew our garage was so big.
Wait till you see the backyard.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to secure the best interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to the Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. and now on Sunday at 3 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your trusted source for mortgage news. Host Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you helpful tools to find the right loan and save you more. So tune into WMAL every Saturday at 1 p.m. or Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest rates and information from Network Capital Funding Corporation.
The Zero Res Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets clean for just $147, plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
8:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And not so good right now on 270, folks. They've stopped traffic because of a crash here southbound after Germantown, after 118. Nobody gets by the incident. We have fire and rescue. I'm watching them come up to the scene of this incident. So for now, they're trying to assess the accident that just happened here after Middlebrook Road. So if you can, if you're coming south past Father Hurley Boulevard, I'd take Father Hurley Boulevard or even 118. You can bail out there. 355 is your alternate. But let's see if they get some traffic here. But for now, nobody's getting by this incident. 270 south of Middlebrook Road. Now, for northbound, I am seeing traffic getting by without any trouble. So, again, that's going to be our definite hotspot right now. Around the Beltway, nice and quiet, Maryland, Virginia. We do have a crash in the Gainesville area. If we're coming out of Gainesville for 29, beyond 66, right near Pageland Lane, under police direction. And for 66, we run well. But, again, keep a close watch on this 270 closure for right now in the Germantown area. All southbound lanes stopped. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Likely going to get a bit messy around here with colder air on the move and low pressure tracking up from the south. Today, clouds will be on the increase, 55. Tonight, some rain developing, 37. Tomorrow, rain mixing with snow and maybe all snow by late afternoon and tomorrow night, 40 degrees tomorrow's high. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
37 degrees in the nation's capital, 526 on WMAL. You know, the President of the United States also questioning the Mueller investigation, tweeting, why does the Mueller team have 13 hardened Democrats, some big crooked Hillary supporters, and zero Republicans? Although Mueller himself, by the way, is nominally a Republican, they say. Another Dem recently added, does anyone think this is fair? And yet there is no collusion, all capital letters. He's been having that fight for a long time. You know, I want to quickly double back over Andrew McCabe's firing. A couple quick points. I've spoke to FBI sources on Friday who were indicating that, you know, agents broadly kind of agree. There's a bunch of, at least, I don't know if there's some diverse opinions on this, but there's a bunch of agents who agree that he should have been fired. So don't, you know, don't get it twisted. There's at least disagreement of opinion within the Bureau on this. It's not like everybody's like fighting for Andrew McCabe. Also, this notion that McCabe gets fired before his pension, everyone's like, oh, it's so unfair. Imagine if an indictment comes out. So right now we just have an IG report within the Office of Professional Responsibility that says fire him, and they do. Sessions fires him. If an indictment is to follow for him lying to the FBI, which, by the way, Mike Flynn got busted for, if he lied to the FBI and an indictment subsequently follows for that, how would it have looked if they gave him his pension in light of that? You can't give him his pension and then subsequently indict him. So for now, he's fired, although some Democratic members of Congress want to hire him for a couple of days to give him his retirement anyway. 528 on WMAL.
For more than three decades, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through comprehensive and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We provide services for nearly every type of dental treatment, including teeth in a day. These implant solutions are the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. Our warm and friendly staff at McMillan Sedation Dentistry will make you feel like one of the family. We strive to make our most fearful patients feel completely comfortable, and we offer spa-like comforts to pamper and relax you. With so many treatment options to choose from, you'll leave my office with a natural smile that you love. And my team will work with you to tailor a treatment plan to fit your schedule and financial considerations. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today at 703-503-9490. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This is Jack from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're gonna love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.hugefreedomchecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can too. But here's the thing. If you want a chance to grab your full share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by April 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.hugefreedomchecks.com before the April 1st deadline. That's www.hugefreedomchecks.com.
All right, the big Toys R Us news from last week, that they're closing down. Everyone keeps attributing it to Amazon and the way that robots and everything are changing the economy. But there's one issue that's totally within the control of humans, and they're not doing it anymore. We'll explain. 5:30 on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and we start your Monday morning commute in Montgomery County with a major problem on a major artery. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where is the trouble spot?
It's on 270, Bill, coming south in the Germantown area. Initially, it was reported as a car fire about 15 minutes ago, and then they said a crash, and they've stopped all traffic, so nobody gets by 270 south in the Germantown area. I need everyone to bail out, and I'll have more details coming up in the traffic report.
Police in Austin, Texas, aren't saying yet if an explosion in the city last night was a package bomb like three others this month.
Austin's police chief says this bomb may have been different.
It is very possible that this device was a device that was activated by someone either handling, kicking, or coming in contact with a tripwire that activated the device.
Two men suffered serious injuries in Sunday night's explosion and had to be taken to South Austin Medical Center, though doctors expect both men to survive. A string of exploding packages has troubled Austin since the beginning of March, and while investigators are operating under the assumption the latest bombing is related, they haven't confirmed anything yet. I'm Andrew Spencer.
Teachers in Prince George's County Public Schools are starting a work to the rule job action today to protest raises recently handed out to some central office staff, raises the teachers call unjustified. And Vladimir Putin will rule Russia for six more years after winning last night's presidential election with nearly 77% of the vote. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 24,847, or rather 24,947. The NASDAQ at 74,82. Sports sponsored by your local Nissan dealers. UMBC ends its season with a loss to Kansas State. The Maryland women also lose in the second round. NHL, the Caps lose. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both lose. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan Now.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Selling a home is one of the biggest transactions you'll ever make. You want to make sure that you not only hire a realtor you can trust and feel comfortable with, but a pro that gets proven results. That's why I always recommend you call my trusted friends and realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. The Reynolds team has proprietary systems that other agents just don't have. This is how they net their sellers 6% more money. That's $30,000 more on average. How do they do it? Because Debbie and Sarah already have the buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. It all adds up to selling faster for top dollar and putting more money in your pocket. Get this, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds are so confident they'll sell your home, they'll guarantee it. If your home doesn't sell, Debbie and Sarah will buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed in writing. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Dr. Will Sauvay at Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
Depression is one of the few kinds of illnesses that takes over your identity. So people wake up every morning, you look in the mirror, and you see that depressed version of you. You do that enough times, and that becomes you.
There's hope for those suffering with depression. Oftentimes, medication and talk therapy are not enough. Transcranial Magnetic Stimulation Therapy is an FDA-cleared, non-invasive, and effective treatment for depression.
One of the people we saw had been on a multitude of medications. By week four, she was telling my staff that she'd never felt better in her entire life.
Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, with a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
I look forward to talking to patients who have completed their treatment because so many of them are in remission. So many of them are so happy that you really do get to see people walking out of here feeling completely well.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. To see if TMS therapy is right for you or a loved one, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
If you missed it, here's this week's federal benefits lesson from Winter Troxell.
This tax reform is going to expire, but it's not going to expire for 5 years. So I have an idea. Let's take advantage. So for wherever you might be in income, if it makes sense, we can convert your tax-deferred money to tax-free money at a discount.
Catch Winter at a new time, Saturdays at noon, here on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
Hi, I'm Tito Beveridge, founder and master distiller at Tito's Handmade Vodka. In the mid-90s, I bought a piece of land in Austin with a credit card check and built the very first micro distillery in the history of the state of Texas. I'd never built a still before, so I did some research and designed and built my own pot stills based on Prohibition-era bust photos I found in the library. I didn't know then that this was kind of the start of the American craft distilling movement right here in Austin, Texas. Cheers. 80 proof Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled in Austin, Texas. Tito'sVodka.com.
5:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
270 closed southbound. Bill, we have a serious crash. We're trying to sort things out still here. 270 coming through Germantown. So I'm going to give everybody a heads up. If you're coming south out of the Frederick area, out of Clarksburg, up ahead, this crash is going to be after Middlebrook Road. So south of 118, south of Middlebrook Road, where, again, all traffic stopped. The shoulders are closed. I was suggesting to bail out at Father Hurley Boulevard, but quickly those delays are even now before the exit for Father Hurley Boulevard. So if you can, out of Clarksburg, even if you can get down to that exit at Father Hurley Boulevard, over to 355 as your bailout route, again, for 270 because of that closure in place in Germantown due to this crash. Now, for the northbound side, you can get by, but that's the opposite flow of the commute. So southbound, again, this is going to be a huge story as it is right now with traffic's been stopped for about the past 20 minutes. On the Beltway, that's our second problem in Maryland. Now, outer loop at 214 Central Avenue. Additional fire and rescue units to the scene of the crash. It looks like they're only allowing the right lane to get by. So if you're coming out round from Forestville toward 214 Central Avenue, get over to that far right lane to get by that crash. But again, 270 southbound stopped in Germantown for the crash. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have to watch and see how this next system evolves. It'll be coming on in with at least a pretty good soaking rain and maybe some snow on the backside as we look ahead toward late tomorrow and into Wednesday. 55 today, clouds increase. Tonight about 37 with rain. Tomorrow rain and snow around, 40 degrees with temperatures falling. And then tomorrow night we'll probably get a period of snow showers with a chance of some rain and snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 36 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Mornings on the Mall, 537 here on WMAL. Coming up, Tom Fitton here at 635 from Judicial Watch. We'll talk more about that Andrew McCabe firing on Friday and all of the fallout from that. 705 Joe DeGeneva is going to chat with us, former U.S. attorney. Always nice to talk to him about this stuff. 805 this morning, the HHS Secretary Alex Azar is going to join us chatting about the opioid crisis. The president off to New Hampshire to talk about that very issue today. Good to have somebody from the administration with us. And then at 8:35, Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner, White House correspondent there, also on the Andrew McCabe firing and how the world of politics is handling all of it. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
And good morning. So Toys R Us, the demise of Toys R Us, a lot of people discussing the demise of Toys R Us because we grew up with Toys R Us.
We wanted to
be a Toys R Us kid when we grew up, right? I don't want to grow up, exactly. But if I do, I want to be a Toys R Us kid. So when you see something like that, you know, it's the end of your childhood. It's the end of an era. And I think it hits a lot of people's hearts. There have been a lot of analysis as to why Toys R Us has gone out of business. And I've seen some people saying they never should have donated to Planned Parenthood. I'm like, oh, okay. Didn't even know that, but I think that's probably a small number of people who didn't buy Toys R Us because of that. I personally think a lot of it has to do with people who have kids now. Millennials are starting to have children, and they prefer to sit in their living room because, listen, we're all crazed. So it's easier to sit in the comfort of your home, get on your phone, and order something from Amazon. It's easier than getting in the car, packing the kids up, going to Toys R Us, and physically buying something. And it's not just Toys R Us. There's a lot of stores. I think you're having that problem with as well. However, they're also, and debt. They had a ton of debt as well. They had a lot of debt, which contributed to it. But there is a theory that there just aren't enough kids. They're just, people aren't having enough children. And that is part of the problem.
Well, this is a theory that was propagated by Toys R Us's own statement. When they announced this, they said, they referenced birth rates. They said our revenue are dependent on the birth rates in countries where we operate. In recent years, many countries' birth rates have dropped or stagnated as their population ages and education and income levels increased. A continued and significant decline in the number of newborns and children in these countries could have a material adverse effect on our operating results. They are directly going after birth rates in various countries, to include especially the United States, and saying, this is a huge problem for a company that sells baby stuff and toys.
Yeah. 888-630-9625. Why do you think this is? Do you think this has a lot to do with this, that the birth rate is declining, that we're not having as many babies? There just aren't enough parents buying toys because they're not enough parents. Now, the New York Times has a piece talking about the fertility rate at a record low. Millennials are deciding just not to have children. 86% of women ages 40 to 44 are moms, though, and that is up 80%, up from 80%. So it's up 6% from 06. So we're starting to see a reverse of the decline. And why aren't we having as many children? Why do you think we're not having as many children? I have a lot of theories as to why we're not having as many kids. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that you need two full-time workers in a household in today's day and age to work. And that's really, really hard to do that. You also have more women than men going to college and earning degrees and coming out and getting jobs. Well, they look at that and like, wait a minute, I did all this work and now I'm going to have to stay at home and be a mom? Well, I went to college. I did all this work. I have a great career. Maybe I don't want to give that up.
Yeah.
So I think there are a lot of different things that play into this. Why do you think it is? Why aren't we having as many kids? 888-630-9625.
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, the numbers are not small. It's nuts. If you look at the numbers in 1909, the average live births per every 1,000 people, 30 babies for every 1,000 people in 1909. It's down to 12.2. Just about a third as many births. It's dropped dramatically, and it's only dropping year over year over year. And I think that's going to have a deep societal consequence, that birth rates are plummeting that much. And I think there's a bunch of reasons, some that you've mentioned. One is, I think people are being saddled with a tremendous amount of debt leaving college, those who go to college. I think that debt that is creating a bunch of incentives for them, perverse incentives for them, to delay dramatic life decisions. So you have basically a mortgage coming out of college, and in order to even get your head above water, you're taking a decade or so of delaying a bunch of consequential decisions that have impacts not only on your family but on the economy. When do you buy a car? When do you buy a house? When do you get married? When do you have a child? All of that offset by the fact that you're wielding all of this debt. There's a bunch of other, I think, really consequential reasons and troubling signs, and I'll share them with you in a moment here. 543 on WMAL.
If you look around these days, having a belly has become a bit of the norm. We joke about the beer belly or the spare tire, but carrying extra weight, especially around our midsection, it's like walking around with a ticking time bomb. This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're ready to shed those extra pounds, then give my friends at EMP 180 Weight Loss a call and lose that belly for life. EMP 180 will put you on a plan that's based on science. They'll evaluate where your body is and create a plan to get you to your ideal weight so that you can keep those pounds off. The team at EMP 180 are respectful and compassionate. In fact, most of the staff has gone through the program themselves, so they get it. I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180 and continue to keep the weight off because of what I learned through the program. Start this summer off belly-free with EMP 180. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville. Go to EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com or call 855-888-0180. 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. Eliminate distractions while you're driving. If you take your eyes off the road for just 2 seconds, it doubles your chances of crashing. Children and bicyclists can be quick crossing the road unexpectedly or emerging suddenly between two parked cars. Reduce your risk by not using your cell phone or eating while driving. Always keep your eyes on the road and 2 hands on the steering wheel. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
I'm a lover, a car lover that is, and I've always taken mine to Jiffy Lube for their signature service oil change. They They pioneered the quick lube industry and reminder stickers, too. Now I even take my car to Jiffy Lube to replace my lights, wipers, and rotate my tires. Some stores even do brakes and spark plugs. And they follow manufacturer recommendations and maintain my vehicle's warranty. Plus, I can still just pull in without an appointment. And they're locally owned. My Jiffy Lube just gets better with age. Me too, just saying.
45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, we have two major problems in Maryland. 270, I have not seen anybody get by for about 30 minutes now. Traffic is held up. 270, southbound in Germantown, south of Middlebrook Road. So this is south of 118. You cannot get down to the exit for 124, Montgomery Village Avenue. So it's between those points. If you can, here, you need to plan ahead. You're coming south, say, out of Urbana or Hyattstown, Clarksburg. Think about your options, your alternates over to 355. Of course, that'll pick up all the bailout traffic. So 355, you start to see that quickly bogging down. But it's better than not moving at all, which, again, traffic hasn't, again, for the past 30 minutes. 270 south at a standstill now at the approach to Father Hurley Boulevard. But that crash is going to be south of Middlebrook Road. It was initially reported as a car fire. Now they're saying multiple cars involved in the incident. Now on the outer loop of the Beltway, leaving Forestville, everyone stopped, held up here at 214. Central Avenue with the crash, and actually ambulance, fire truck, looks like two of the emergency responders, they're leaving and they've reopened, looks like, the two right lanes. So on the outer loop, we're moving again on the Beltway, 214 Central Avenue, nonetheless quite slow. Virginia, you've been calm, mellow on 95, 395, 66. Again, a big story right now is that 270 is still closed with this multi-car crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll have to watch and see how this next system evolves. It'll be coming on in with at least a pretty good soaking rain and maybe some snow on the backside as we look ahead toward late tomorrow and into Wednesday. 55 today, clouds increase. Tonight about 37 with rain. Tomorrow rain and snow around, 40 degrees with temperatures falling. And then tomorrow night we'll probably get a period of snow showers with a chance of some rain and snow on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 37 degrees in the nation's capital, 547 on WMAL. We were just talking about the role, why we have fewer babies in society. One other quick thing I want to mention. Sperm counts down by half over four decades. Over half. Average sperm counts are down by over half. Testosterone levels have dropped dramatically. If you take somebody, a man, same age, 30 years old, for instance, 60 years old, same as, for instance, from 1970, compare him to a man from today, 2018, dramatically higher in 1970.
Well, you know why that is.
Why is that?
When you have a man bun, your testosterone actually leaks out the top of your head through
there
the man
it is.
Bun. It's actually a release valve.
It's the man bun.
The man bun is a release valve for your manhood to go right out the top of your head.
The man bun is the cause, not the result. I see.
Yes.
Okay.
It's exactly what that is. Or, no, skinny jeans are the result.
Yeah.
Julie in D.C., good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Why do you think the birth rate is just down so low?
Well, first, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I think, well, I have children that are the millennium age, in their, you know, early 30s, late 20s, and they're just not, they have their own point of view. They don't... they reject the idea of marriage, even though they're in long-term relationships. They, you know, they're doing well. They're college degree. They both got jobs. One has a job with the government. So there's, you know, they could settle down, but the idea of even, like, buying a house or anything, it's all turned upside down. They don't have any desires for those kind of things. And they don't want to add a big expense of having a child, even though I myself would prefer it because I'd like to be a grandparent, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm always pushing for it, but they just totally reject everything that you would think of beyond the college and getting a job. Idea that you think makes a perfect life.
So why don't they want to, for instance, buy a house?
They just don't want the expense. Well, one thing is it, you know, going to pay off their student loan, which is not helping.
Right.
With that, they basically they feel that being responsible is paying off their student loan, and they are, you know, putting all the other things to the side. So that is not helping.
Well, you know, you got to give them kudos though for being responsible and paying off the student loan.
Yeah, but maybe
you got to give them props for that.
But maybe this is the kind of thing we have to grapple with as a society. Maybe it's not good for us to be getting into these student loans. Like, what is it worth? to you? Is it worth changing your life like that, that specifically? I mean, when did we get to the point where we were telling women especially, but everybody, but women especially, that having a child is less valuable than a high-paying job? Why did we get there as a society? Because that certainly feels like where we are now.
Well, thank you, Julie. Well, listen, everybody wants to be able to, everybody wants to be quote-unquote successful, and we equate success with making a lot of money and securing financial success for that when you retire.
Yeah.
You're not, you know, living off the government.
It's time for a priority check. That's all I'm saying. It's 5:50 here on WMAL. Here's our rush bell.
Hey, you remember that big school walkout last week? Students from all over cut classes to demand more gun control laws and smear the NRA. But it wasn't spontaneous. The walkout was organized by the highly partisan, highly liberal Women's March organization. Now, apparently, some students didn't read the memo about how to behave. In Minneapolis, a Southwest High School student joined the walkout, but instead of an anti-NRA sign, he carried a flag with Trump's name on it, along with the Make America Great Again slogan. And that didn't go over well with his fellow student protesters. He was confronted by two of his classmates, and then six other students jumped in. And by the time the skirmish was over, the kid's Trump flag had been grabbed. He had suffered injuries from the assault. By gang, a pure as the wind-driven snow students who lectured and marched to eliminate violence from our society. No arrests have been made, naturally. But isn't it a crying shame that the kids who committed this assault don't have more respect for diversity? They haven't learned to tolerate those with different views who may not look like them, may not act like them, or think politically like they do. Instead, they bully. They assault. Thank God these liberal kids didn't have guns handy. Who knows what would have happened then? Guess our schools have failed them. They just continue to fail our kids, no matter what. It's a shame.
General all-around good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Today's technology makes things easier because everything's connected. Your cell phone, your tablet, even your smart TV, all connected to one account. And they're all connected to your Wi-Fi. It only takes just one weak link for a cyber thug criminal to break in and obtain your data. And that's why the new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security to your devices. Now, while LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats. And if there's a problem, LifeLock's agents will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions in all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection for today's connected world. Join now. Get 10% off your first year. Go online to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code RUSH. That's LifeLock.com. Remember, promo code RUSH.
Guys, by now you've probably heard the Noxitrol male enhancement ads on your radio station. You know, the ads that talk about this explosive, powerful, all-natural pill like Viagra on steroids. Well, thanks to the great listener response, Noxitrol has now sold over 100 million capsules, and for good reason. Because Noxitrol really works, guaranteed. This wonder pill was developed with the highest quality, all-natural ingredients available today. It will change your performance in the bedroom once and for all. So don't miss the boat on Noxitrol. It doesn't matter whether you're 25 or 85. It's not worth disrupting the relationship with your partner. And now is the perfect time to get Noxitrol with our special free bottle offer. Oh yeah, as always, we suggest you use Noxitrol as directed. We don't want the earth-shattering noises to disturb your neighbors.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitrol while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now, 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
For the first time ever, choose 12 months same as cash on Marvin's Ultrex fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity. No payments, no interest, no money down. Or choose savings up to $800. TheWindowMan.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Fully constructed of 100% fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. 12 months same as cash, or savings up to $800. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. TheWindowMan.com educates, you decide. Plus, Marvin's Infinity replacement window is often historic district approved. Schedule your free estimate at thewindowman.com or visit their Fairfax showroom. The Window Man can. Financing terms through Enter Bank USA and with approved credit cannot combine, prior sales excluded.
5:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Vince, no movement on 270 here. Traffic still held up with multiple cars now reported in this vehicle crash. Initially, it was reported as a vehicle fire. Now they're saying a lot of debris and possibly a fuel spill. So this is going to be just a mess here, as it is already. So for those of you coming out of the Frederick area, you really need to plan here because nobody has gotten by for over 35 minutes now. South of 118, you cannot get to 124 Montgomery Village Avenue. So start thinking about your bailout points out of Clarksburg, 121. Commuters that are stuck in the backups, if they're getting off at that exit for Father Hurley Boulevard and over to 355, that'll work. But again, 355 is going to have all the bailout traffic for now. If you're in any of those arteries and you're at a standstill, avoid 270 and head toward your alternate. But again, 270 south of Middlebrook Road, south of 118, traffic stopped with multi-car crash. Northbound side, open on the outer loop of the Beltway, coming out around from Forestville to Largo. Traffic is moving again, but still quite slow here. Outer loop at 214 Central Avenue, trying to get everything confined to the shoulder here from that crash. Virginia Beltway, no problems on 95. A little bit heavier than normal here out of Dale City to Woodbridge. They have that crash to the shoulder. But again, continue to keep you posted here on this multi-car crash and the closure of 270 for Monday morning rush hour here. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seasonable temperatures today. Clouds on the increase, 55. Some rain developing tonight, 37. Rain mixing with snow tomorrow. Potentially a period of all snow later and into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidger, the Weather Channel on WMEL.
37 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by your local Nissan dealers.
This is a can't-miss event. Get to the Nissan Now sales event for big savings on the technology of tomorrow available today. Now's the best time to save big on Rogue and their entire lineup. Shop ChooseNissan.com and your local Nissan dealer. It's time for an upgrade. Get to Nissan now.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Roofing and More. What's the more for? Windows, siding, gutters, and doors.
So, why choose Baird? Unlike some discount brokerage houses, the Wise Investor Group at Baird can be there when you need us the most. We provide you with an investment and risk assessment sounding board, ensuring alignment between your goals and your financial plan. We can show you right where you stand, what needs to happen from here, and keep you on the right path for you and your family. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company, Incorporated.
Accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
When you're overweight, every additional pound you gain is four times the pressure on your knees and ankles. That's why so many EMP 180 weight loss clients mention specifically how much better their knees feel after losing weight. This is Larry O'Connor, and for those of you with chronic knee pain, consider this. Losing just 10 pounds takes 40 pounds of pressure off your knees. EMP 180 weight loss is based on science. Using state-of-the-art technology, the EMP 180 team will evaluate your body composition and design a plan to get the weight off. Now, I've lost 40 pounds with EMP 180. I feel better and have more energy to do the things I love. Trust me, whatever you like to do, hiking, gardening, it's all better when you feel your best.
So do what I did and call EMP 180 Weight Loss today to begin the journey towards a healthy, pain-free life. They're in Tyson's Corner and Rockville, EMP180weightloss.com, EMP180weightloss.com, or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. Schedule your consultation today.
Coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
Well, there was an election in Russia. Shocking.
Ooh.
Shocking.
Did we meddle in their election?
Might have.
We should have. Just return the favor. Also, Hillary Clinton. Remember last week she said the backwards part of the country voted for Trump? Well, she has new statements about that. 6 o'clock on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A major commuting problem this morning in Montgomery County. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What's the latest word?
All right, here we go. 270, Bill. This is where we have this major incident here. In fact, state troopers at the scene say it looks like maybe 14 tow trucks have been requested. 270, that has been closed for about 45 minutes now, south of 118. Multi-car crash. We had initial reports of a car fire and a lot of debris as well. So they're still unfolding a lot of these details, and I'll have what you should do coming up next in traffic.
Two men are injured but are expected to survive after yet another explosion in Austin, Texas.
Police in Austin, Texas are asking people to be extra vigilant after yet another bombing, this time on the side of the road.
Pay attention to any suspicious device, whether it be a package, a bag, a backpack, anything that looks out of place, and do not approach it.
A string of exploding packages has troubled the city since the beginning of March. Investigators are operating under the assumption that those explosions are linked to Sunday night's bombing, but they haven't confirmed anything yet. I'm Andrew Spencer.
A job action starts today in Prince George's County Public Schools as teachers are preparing to work to the rule. The protesting raises recently handed out to some central office employees, raises the teachers say are unjustified. Meanwhile, a rally is set for tonight in Annapolis as teachers and their supporters will be marching for more education funding.
An estimated 1,500 people are expected to march around Maryland State House in the hopes of closing a multi-billion-dollar funding gap for schools. Anna Mendelson is with the Maryland State Education Association and says the issue revolves around money from the state's casinos.
Voters who voted for gaming thought that it was going to go to increase in education funding. The $2 billion that could have gone to increase in education funding did not.
Mendelson says they're urging the General Assembly and Governor Hogan to pass the Fix the Fund Act, which he says would get the state $500 million closer to filling the nearly $3 billion budget gap. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Legislators on every level are trying to figure out what they can do to keep kids safe in school in the wake of the Florida school shootings. The Loudoun County School Board will vote tomorrow on a gun violence prevention resolution.
The resolution's political, according to school board member Tom Marshall.
This particular resolution I will support because sometimes you have to be political.
Board member Debbie Rose challenges the accuracy of some of the statistics on gun violence in schools that are included in the resolution, and
I am very confident in the work that our staff is doing. I think that LCPS has been very proactive in a lot of and forward thinking in developing security protocols, implementing security measures.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Vladimir Putin won last night's Russian presidential election with some 77% of the vote.
The concern was lots of Russians would simply stay at home and not bother even coming out to cast their ballots. Putin was concerned about it himself because he went on state television a couple of days ago before the election appealing to Russians to come out and to, as he said, make their voices heard.
Correspondent Matthew Chan. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 24,947. The Nasdaq at 74,82. Sports, the Caps' four-game winning streak is over as they fall to the Flyers. UMBC is done. The Retrievers lose to Kansas State. The Maryland women are also coming home, losing in the second round. Exhibition baseball. The Nats lose. The O's lose. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I won? Oh, my God.
Your chance to win $1,000 every weekday.
Oh, my God!
It's 4K a day, coming soon on 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Wow, thank you so much.
WMAL.
Replacing your old windows and doors is not only smart, it's easy with a Marvin Windows and Doors dealer. From consultation through installation at Hodges Windows and Doors, we'll walk you through it.
When we were looking to replace our windows and doors, we wanted to add some comfort and style to our home with a stress-free experience. Marvin Windows and Doors was the perfect choice. Marvin offered us styles, colors, and options that complemented our home. And our local Marvin authorized installing retailer was so helpful in finding the perfect energy-efficient windows and doors. They measured, delivered, and installed. A worry-free experience from start to finish. And it finished beautifully.
At Hodges Windows and Doors, your Marvin authorized installing retailer, we'll show you just how easy it is. Hodges Windows and Doors has been offering the finest in customer service and product selection since 1907. Visit one of our convenient locations in Falls Church or Ashburn, Virginia, or visit us online at hodges.discovermarvin.com.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Bill, we have huge problems here with this 270 crash. This update sponsored by Page Publishing. Nobody gets by. Multiple cars involved. Crews say at least 14 tow trucks have been requested at the scene of this crash. So plan early. Plan to wait it out. It's going to be quite a while to clear this. A lot of debris, I'm being told. Maybe a fuel spill, as can be expected with that many cars involved in this crash. This is going to be southbound 270 coming south through Germantown. Nobody gets past 118.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.